So they where did they keep the cows and other farm animals?
Oh, they kept the cows in a lot. And they kept the hogs in a pen.
Mm-hmm. And kept the, how about the horses?
Horses, they had a lot for them too. They had a stall for them.
Mm-hmm.
That meant a house, you know, a big house they call a stall. Kind of like a barn. See, that barn had several places. It had places for the horses and mules, and a shelter for the wagons, buggies, and whatever you had. And always was a place to keep everything.
Besides the barn, you know, sometimes do they have a place outside where they kept the milk?
Well, you could have a screen porch or something outside to sit your things, but mm-hmm. no, you had to keep that in the house. Keep it cool.
What about, what did they keep up in the loft besides the bottom?
Nothing. Just a corn, you know, those corn stalks or fodder. And a lot of people pull hay,
mm-hmm.
which you call hay. That's a grass that grows tall,
mm-hmm.
and they cut that and put that up there too for the horses and things during the winter.
The hay, the old horses ate hay, right?
I think you better go, yeah. Take that chair.
The horses ate hay.
Had hay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they ate hay.
Mm-hmm. If you gather too much hay, you ought to get in the barn. How did they keep it outside? If you know you
well,
had too much hay.
No, they didn't have too much. Mm-hmm. They always had a place to put it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now some people would, I don't know how they did it, but have a tall post, a kind of like a tree lap. And around that thing, they would pack this hay all around it. And let it stay there all the winter. And just go around and pull so much out and give the horses a mule.
Mm-hmm.
And they did the same thing with fodder. We never did do that, but I seen big farmers do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I seen that.
Oh, I see. Well, where do you usually get your milk from?
Where do I usually get my milk now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to get it in town now, from the stores.
And where do they make the milk now?
Well, they're at regular dairies now.
Mm-hmm.
You hardly, I haven't seen a milk cart, I don't know when.
Mm-hmm.
You have to buy your milk now to get it.
Well, since when they kept the animals in the barn, who would you call when you let them out? They have a special place for them to be?
In the lot? Let them out in the lot?
Or they wandered around the house?
Or either in the pasture.
Mm-hmm.
See, you always have a big pasture. And you have a lot, too. But when you want to turn them out of that lot to run around, you turn them loose in the pasture.
What else did they raise around here? What did the people do? I know some people had farms, and some of them raised stuff on farms. Some of them had farm animals. Did they people raise them, plant anything else around here?
Well, that's all I know then. You mean such as cotton, corn, cane,
mm-hmm.
and things like that?
Did you ever raise cotton?
My husband raised cotton. He had a patch. He never did run no regular cotton, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd always have about enough for a bale, one bale of cotton, with corn and watermelons and cane and different things like that where we could sell in the store mostly what we raised.
Did you know anything? Did you ever pick cotton?
No, I never did pick cotton.
Did you know anything
about my people work in town? We never did have a farm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't know nothing about cotton?
Nothing about cotton, only after I got married, my husband had this man farming fun,
mm-hmm.
and he'd always make a bale of cotton. Well, I'd see this cotton, but I never had anything to do with it. Because when I married, I was going to school, you see, just 15 and 3 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
15 years and 3 weeks old, and I hadn't got out of school to pick no cotton. And I wasn't raised on a farm. My people worked in town.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see.